Hey guys!
Hello!
Hello!
Welcome to Bring Your Own, a bookish podcast for romance readers. I'm Brandy.
I'm Kendra.
I'm Kayla.
And today is a very special episode. Guys, Kendra's birthday was yesterday. Like, as of this podcast going live, Kendra's birthday was yesterday, and we want to dedicate an entire episode to Miss Kendra Reads Herself. Happy birthday, Kendra.
Thank you. Another year older, which is so funny. We are recording this before my birthday, so it does feel a little weird. But when this episode's uploaded, just know that I had a great time. My birthday was so much fun, filled with so much light and laughter and love. If I curse myself by saying this, I will.
No, it's manifesting. That. It's manifesting.
Oh my God. Guys, manifesting this year has been key. For me, key. Okay. Mm-hmm. No, Kayla's already doubting because I said that the Bengals were going to win the Super Bowl, 2025 Super Bowl, but they didn't. However, a friend of mine, her name is Jazz, who I don't think listens to this podcast, but Jazz, yesterday, she bet on the Bengals to win the next Super Bowl on like DraftKings. So Jazz needs to win.
She'll get a
big payout. Okay.
Hope it wasn't a lot. I have a question, Kendra. As a Taurus, I don't know much about Zodiac, right?
Yes.
I don't like know anything. I constantly forget my big three. Okay. But as a Taurus, do they typically like, I'm just curious, do they like attention? Do you like attention a lot?
That's a Leo.
Okay.
I go back and forth. I like attention when I know that I can control the attention. I don't like attention when it's out of my control. We're very stubborn Tauruses. Some like to call us gluttonous as well. depends on the thing. I did go to fat camp as a kid, so maybe. We like luxury things, which honestly, like I would much rather, but I'm not like, oh my God, I need like name brand clothes
right,
and
like
stuff.
Gucci
I think it's
and shit.
Yeah, I'm not that type of luxury, but it's like when I'm at the store and have the option between buying like the Target cheese or Kraft cheese, I'm gonna buy Kraft. Same with cereal. Like, why would I buy knockoff cereal when I can buy real cereal? I don't care if they're made in the same factory. There's a difference. And I get that from my mom, who's also a Taurus. She was born the day before me. So
I
want to also wish my mother a happy birthday.
Oh my gosh, wait, I knew that and I forget that all the time. Yes.
Yep.
My father is a Taurus.
My dad is.
Is your dad a Taurus too, Brandy?
Wait, I think my dad is an Aries, April 14th.
Oh yeah, he's an Aries. Oh yeah. Happy belated birthday, King. Kayla, like, maybe that's why we get along so well, because you just see your dad and me.
Do you want me to see my dad in you? Is that what you want? That's kind of what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just because it's funny the way you describe, like, some of that. I'm like, is that my dad? I don't actually know.
Well, your dad's
really
a guy.
Like
so, like, there's probably a difference between, like, male Taurus
and
women.
Maybe, Virgo men are devils, but Virgo women, angels.
I think every male sign, male version devils. Of the signs are devils.
Anyways, we ask if you love attention because this episode is all about you and we're so excited. But before we jump in to talk all things Kendra's 26th year and looking into her 27th year and everything, what are we reading? Mm-hmm. What are we drinking? Obviously, Kendra, you have to go first today.
Oh my God. Thank you. Thank you so much. What am I drinking today? I'm drinking a Pink Slush Alani Nu. I'm in recovery mode. Last night I went to the Taste of New Orleans and I had not one, not two, not three, but four margs and a beer to end the night, so it was a good night. So Alani Nu Pink Slush, so good. Also the sherbet flavor, Brandy, I know you said you tried it. Can you tell the audience what you thought?
I thought it was so good. Like, I'm not sure I could do an entire can of it because it was just really sweet. Mm-hmm. But it, like, I had a couple sips of my coworkers and it was so yummy. It tastes exactly like a melted sherbet. Like, literally,
I'm like,
exactly.
How did they do that? It tastes so good.
Crazy.
And then, reading wise, I am listening to Whenever You're Ready by Rachel Runya Katz. The audio just came out. So, this book came out, I think, like almost a year ago, but her publisher here in the US was like, oh, sorry, girl, like your last audiobook didn't make that much money, so we're not going to produce one for your new book, which I think is like so fucked. And but her UK yeah. publisher was like, oh, don't worry, girl, like we got you. So it just came out in the US, I think, like in March. So I'm finally listening to it. And that. Kayla said that if I said I was still reading Ava Wilder by this episode, that I would, I don't know, that she would hate me. So I am still reading, but it's my birthday episode, so you can't. I am still reading Some Kind of Famous by Ava Wilder. But you guys, I'm genuinely enjoying it. I'm just taking my time. And I've just right. been a busy, busy girl. If you would like to know why I've been so busy this year, go to our Patreon. I will have a whole post in depth of like my 26th year and what's been happening. Because I've been gone ever since I've been back to Texas. So,
how far are you in the Ava Wilder book?
Why is that a question? Like, why are we, just curious. Why is that a question?
I'm just curious. I just, like, you know.
I'm far enough. Far enough.
Right. Far enough to be having fun.
Yeah. And tonight I'm going somewhere where I'll get a lot of reading time in. I'm going to the Mud Tracks. So.
What's that?
Obviously, it's where like these trucks go race in the mud.
Oh, hell
yeah. Yeah. But they like build their engines a certain way and they like try to go as fast as they can down this like mud slash clay. Yeah. Like big trucks or like, I'll try to take some videos. It's pretty cool. But I'll be on the stands reading because I don't really care, but I'm going to be supportive.
I was just going to say something real quick. Kendra, love you. It's your birthday episode, so I would never say anything bad about you. Kendra does this thing a lot where she's like, I'm going to like go like lay in bed and read. Lay in bed and read means lay in bed and stay on TikTok or Twitter for like 2 hours. Not a lick of reading. She does that a lot. That's like her code. So, I believe
it's going to be too loud to watch TikToks at the Mud Tracks.
Yeah.
Unless you bring your headphones.
Oh, I will bring my AirPods. Like,
don't let me get her. Actually, let me not give her ideas. Yeah. Let me stop.
But I just feel like that makes me more relatable. Like how many of us literally get in bed with our book in hand and it's like, oh, fuck, let me go check something. And then you end up scrolling for an hour until you go to sleep.
Yeah. I'm like, I need to go check on my farm.
Yeah.
On Hayday. Exactly. And then I'm there for an hour and a half.
Farming away.
Thank you. Thank you. Also, Brandy, you honestly encourage me so much because, and this is not like a shot at you, you take so long to eyeball read, but you don't care. So I'm like, why do I care? Why do I care? Yeah.
Like, I used to not, and then I got busy. Like, it's literally just because I'm busy. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to be mad at myself for being busy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to take my time. And this is how I used to read in college when I was busy. And I would still in the book and enjoy it and be able to talk to you fully about it. And I will get the same feelings if whether I read it in 4 days or if I read it in 4 months. I'm not going to be reading this book for 4 months. That is actually crazy. But it'll get done.
Yeah.
Period. And it's Ava Wilder. Who knows when we're getting another book? The way the publishing is moving, imagine if Ava Wilder gets Jessica Joyce and we don't get another book from her because her publisher is being dumb. You know, like, we don't know. I don't know when the next one's coming. I'm trying to savor it. Okay. If you could
Jessica
go back.
Jessica Joyce one isn't because of that, but.
Okay. But if you could go back in time, Kayla, and if you didn't know that Jessica Joyce wasn't going to be publishing a book for 2 years post X-Files, wouldn't you have just savored it a little bit more?
Probably not. Only because I just don't read like that. But because I don't know. I probably wouldn't have savored it. I mean, savoring it would, for me, being like taking 2 weeks to read something, you know?
Okay, and for you, like, that's your long time. For me, my long time is a month. A month.
Yeah.
That's the speed I've been moving at with most eyeball reads this year. I've had a couple where I've gotten through in like a few days or a week, but most of them have been between 2 and 3 weeks at the shortest. So, like, I had one that was 6 weeks recently, and I still loved it. I gave it 4.5 stars.
Period.
I can go next. I am drinking a brown sugar London Fog and some water. I've just been neglecting my hydration lately, so I'm just trying to drink more water. I am reading. I just finished Never Lie by Freda McFadden. It was my first Freda McFadden book.
Wow.
Yeah, tentatively entering like a thriller thing right now. I don't want to call it an era. I did call it an era on Instagram, but like I don't know. I'm not trying to read back-to-back-to-back thrillers. I asked my coworker who loves thrillers. I was like, can you recommend me like a thriller with like a bit of a romantic subplot? Because that's what Listen for the Lie was by Amy Tintera. And I really liked that one. There was this like a little bit of a romance element happening at the same time. Definitely a subplot. But I really enjoyed that. And I was reading Never Lie. And I like went up to her yesterday. I was like, so as like the romance subplot in the back half, she's like, oh girl, I couldn't remember. I just started recommending you thriller books that I liked. I was like, oh, okay. So don't go into that one thinking that there's a romance subplot. And then physically, I just started Conditions of Will like 2 days ago. So not super far in. I'm like 15%. So I'm going to put in some work on that this weekend, I think. So
text me because I'm very curious your thoughts.
Yeah, I went into this like I've been avoiding almost everything about this book because I just don't. I found that's how I have the most fun eyeball reading is when I don't know anything about how anybody feels about the book at that point. So yeah. I can't wait to chat with you, Kayla.
Yeah. Okay. I am drinking my classic iced chai latte. And then I am listening to Silver Elite by Danny Francis. Thank you so much, PRH Audio. It's a fantasy book. It's been described. I didn't know like anything about the plot, but it's been described as like an adult version of Shatter Me. Shatter Me mixed. Ooh. I can't remember. It was Shatter Me mixed with something else, and I can't remember what the other thing was. But I never read Shatter Me as a kid. I kind of wish that I did. Just so that, like, you know, because, like, there's that, like, other book that just came out recently.
Yeah, everyone's going feral.
I know. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just, like, it makes me curious, but I just don't think I'll ever go back and read them. But, so that's currently what I'm listening to. I'm not physically reading anything at the moment. Nothing is peeking out at me. I mean, I have Wild Reverence on my Kindle, which is, like, you know, one of my most anticipated
books. Yeah, Kayla.
I'm avoiding it like the plague.
So you're savoring it because you're savoring it.
I haven't read it though, but the second I started, you know,
Kayla's calling us dumb and slow, Kendra.
Yeah. No,
you've had this book for months and you've been avoiding it. Honestly, if I could go back to time, I wouldn't have started the Ava Wilder book, but I was like, oh, let me start it. Like, but
it's because you started it. I think that's what it is. If you hadn't started, I wouldn't care. But if I start Wild Reverence, girl, I'm getting through that within a couple of days. Like, I'm because I just don't have self-control.
Then fuck it. We ball. Like, do it. We're not reading anything else.
I said I was going to save it for May for somebody on Instagram. One of our friends, Mary, asked if she wanted to buddy read it with me. So I was like,
oh,
maybe
cute.
I'll do that.
That'll be fun. I feel like that's a good way for you to read like your most anticipated read because you'll have someone at the ready to talk about it with. Yeah. Even though it hasn't come out yet, you can have somebody to like gush over it with. I feel like that's a really good way to read like a super anticipated read.
Yeah. And then I also really want to read Fallen City by Adrienne Young because that just seems really interesting to me. I have that as well, but that doesn't come out till like freaking November or December.
I was going to say that is that
it's super far away.
That's her upcoming book. Okay.
Yeah, that's her upcoming book. So anyway, that's what we are all reading and drinking. Let's get into the meat of today. The meat just being Kendra. That sounds really
so
crazy,
I'm just a piece of meat
but,
to you.
You know?
That's crazy.
You're a beautiful piece of meat. We love you so
that
much.
That is a
Thank
wild
you.
Statement.
But to get us started, Kendra, can you kind of give us a brief overview of your 26th year? Congrats, yes. You are now have to be off your parents' health insurance.
Well, I've been off my parents' health insurance.
That was last year technically.
Yeah. 26. Guys, when I turned 26, I was like, boring year. Like 25, I thought was going to be like pretty like... I don't know, because everyone's like, your frontal lobes developed. And, like, I guess, like, but when I was 25, I moved to Colorado, which is really fun. So, 26, I turned 26 in Colorado. I actually spent 25 and 26 with Brandy. Yeah, we went to Din Tai Fung 1 year. And then last year, we went to Topgolf, which was so much fun. Topgolf and Chili's. And I got pretty fucked. And then went home and, like, did whatever, like, with my dog. Like, who knows? But, yeah, 26, I thought it was going to be, like, the most just, like, mid-year and not in like a negative way, just like, I don't know, no one ever talks about 26 besides like the doom and gloom of getting off your parents' health insurance, but I'd already experienced that, so to my surprise 26 ended up being the most like transformative, I don't know what other word to use, like this year like completely like changed my life. I let's see I spent a great summer in Colorado, like just hanging out, and like my friends came to visit, my family came to visit, I had my dog, and then I moved home to Texas to be closer to family, because for those of you who don't know, my parents are pretty old. I was a later in life surprise baby. So when you have older parents, you have lots of anxiety and you're like, you need to be within driving distance of me. And so I moved home and I bought a house, which I was like planning to do, but not as quickly as I did it. And I've been hanging out with like my friends, my besties from high school, and got back into dating. That led to a relationship, which is so weird to say. Like,
oh my God, launch on the pod.
I know. if you go back and listen to our Valentine's Day episode, I was like, guys, yeah, I have a date tonight. Well, that person's never left. So, I got really into running. I ran a half marathon. In December, I'm going to run a full marathon. I just love my life. Like, you know that Justin Bieber, life is worth living? That's like, that has been my 26 year. Oh my God. Like, we went to StimulateCon, which was like so much fun. Like, I've traveled. Crazy. I went to the Shelves in the City with HarperCollins. Like, 26 was truly so much fun. Go to our Patreon. I'll have a whole write up with more details, and I will get into the nitty gritty of stuff, because I could spend the whole episode being like, well, then I did this and then I did that, and I don't want to do that here. So yeah, go to our Patreon. It's linked in the description of this episode or linked on our Instagram at Bring Your Own Pod. But yeah, 26 was a great year. How was 26 for y'all? Because I didn't know y'all at 26.
Oh, not great.
Oh.
I'm like trying to think what year was that? I'm like, how old am I? That was only 3 years ago.
I turned 25 in the heart of lockdown. Like, we couldn't go out for dinner on my birthday at 25. Mm-hmm. So then 26, we were living in LA at that point, and LA just stayed locked down for a very, very long time. So 26 was, I don't know, I was very lonely at that point in my life, and lockdown was happening and I just wasn't seeing my friends very often. And like, my friends that I had in LA, I loved them and I still love them, but I'd never really felt like super connected to that friend group. So yeah, I met Kendra, I think we met in the middle of me being 26.
Okay, so and I did know you at 26.
Because I think for 27 was our, like, that's when we went to that bar in Glendale. Or not Glendale.
It was like near Glendale. Like, another bar.
So that's when I met you, and that's when I started doing Bookstagram. So that's extremely transformative, actually, then, if that's accurate.
Oh my God.
What fucking year were we 26, Kayla?
I turned 26 4 years ago. In late 2021. So yeah, okay, I met Kendra. I started talking to Kendra in the summer, that summer, when I was 25. So I was 25 when I met you, Kendra.
So I did know y'all. And then 26. Brandy,
we were 26. I'm pretty sure is when we officially became friends. So my 26th year, I have to be, I don't like honestly remember that much from
it. You blacked out. You were just so drunk all the time.
Yeah, all the time. You know me. No, but like, when I turned 26, Jared and I were on a trip in New England in the fall. So, and that's when, around the time when you read Simple Wild for the first time, Kendra, I think. Mm-hmm. Or was that me? Was that you or
it
me?
Was you.
I can't remember.
You read it.
Because I read it in September and you read it in October. Yeah, that's right. That's so true. Yeah, a couple of like my close friends got married. Like, some people who were in my wedding got married. My youngest sister got married.
Damn.
So yeah, it was a pretty interesting year. I went to this is really when Jared and I started our like whole national parks thing. So like, you know, we love to go to national parks and things like that. So like, I'm like looking at pictures on my iPad of like that year, and like, yeah. And that's also when I started Bookstagram. That's the year I met Sierra Simone too. For the first time, which was fun. So yeah, and I got Kylo in 2021 as well.
It is actually a pretty it was a pretty transformative year for us as well, just because this is when we started doing this shit.
I also think I hear this like a lot, that after 26 is really the last year where something like important happens, like, because, you know, like, for example, when you turn 13 you're a teenager, or when you turn 16 you can drive, when you turn 18 you can vote, and when you turn 21 you can drink, when you turn 26 you're off your parents' health insurance, then after that it's like, who gives a fuck, you know? There's nothing else crazy that you can do, you know, like after 26, like nothing else really, like, you know, that's like the last important thing that you're counting.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. Like, we're going to get into looking ahead in a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I think there's a lot to look forward. I don't know. My most transformative years were between, I think, like 27 and where I'm at right now. So, yeah. Interesting.
Yay. Yeah. Slay. I mean, my mom was this age. She had two kids. So I feel like I'm doing great. Like, that.
Same with my age and my mom. Holy shit.
Right? Like, I don't want that. Like, I mean, maybe one day, but in my 20s, no. Mm-hmm. No babies. So I beat teen pregnancy, guys. Well, I would have beaten teen pregnancy when I am 42. So.
Right. Oh, okay.
That is, that is the goal, because I can't. I'm like, that's crazy to me. Like, what do you mean you were 26 with two kids, a mortgage, and like a husband? Two kids?
My sister has three at this time.
Damn. Like, she should have been in the club. Like,
she should have been at Taste of New Orleans.
Yeah, she should have been at the Taste of New Orleans with me. Oh my God. Yeah. Times have changed. So, I mean, but like, they keep saying that our generation is like, we're just not having kids. Well, maybe if things weren't so fucking expensive, I wouldn't mind popping out a kid or two.
Yeah, no.
I would still wait.
Yeah, no. It's not just the expenses that are keeping me from having a kid personally, but yeah.
I'm like, I'd still be in the club.
But to bring this back around a little bit to books, because I guess we are a book podcast.
Yes.
Brandy and I have written down a few books that Kendra recommended to us that we then read after her and loved. Okay.
Oof, that hasn't been happening a lot this year. So I know these are going to be some oldies.
So yeah, these are some oldies. But we're going to go through a couple of these. The first one that came to my mind, Brandy, I don't know about you. I feel like you could say this too, though, is Kendra was the first of the three of us to read Caraba Stone. Well, I had technically read an Audible original the year prior, but I wasn't
Kayla, it's my birthday. Like,
I'm so sorry. But her first full-length novel that, like, Kendra was the first one to read. She read Ready or Not the first of all three of us, and obviously she loved it. And so, you know, now we're all, like, huge Caraba Stone stans. So that was one that came to my mind that I had written down. So, yeah.
Yeah. My two biggest contributions to, like, my favorite books from Kendra both came last year. And first one is Rainbow Rowell, because Kendra just was like, you have to read Slow Dance. And I said, okay. Like, it happened at the perfect moment for Kendra to say, read this book. And I didn't have anything else going. And I was like, okay. I read it, changed my whole, like, I say this all the time about that book. It, like, changed my taste, and it changed what I want from romance books. So I read that one, and then I ran through Rainbow Rowell's entire backlist last year. So huge, huge fan of her work now, and that's because of Kendra. And then the other one is the Shadowhunter series, which I would never have read. Like, I know those books were popular. Kendra didn't discover those books at all, but like, though, I would have never read those books. And I didn't even plan on reading the rest of the series until after the Infernal Devices trilogy, until I saw Kendra, like, just having the best time going through those series and saying that she thought I would like them. So I read all of those, and now I'm just obsessed with that world as well. So those are, I think, the two biggest ones, because those are like 40 books altogether between like Rainbow's backlist and the Shadowhunter series that I read all because of Kendra, and all of those were last year. There's a ton. I'm typically the last of the three of us to read books that all three of us love. So it's just like, I can like flip a coin if it's like Kayla read it first, Kendra read it first. I'm very rarely one to read it first and recommend. So most of my books come from these two ladies.
I have a couple more written down as well that I wanted to share. Probably some ones that you might have forgotten about. So, because I was like looking at my shelf and I was like, well, you know, what
she's
did
gonna,
she read
she's
first?
She's going to name all the books that she hated that I recommended.
No. I can't, like, off the top of my head, can't think of one like that, though. So, one, though, that I also had written down was the Cruel Prince series. I read that you because did. I know you loved that. Yeah, and you, like, I know you got, like, a whole tattoo. You got the tattoo after the fact, but, like, still, like, you know, I knew that you really loved that series, especially Jude. And so I read that series because of Kendra, The Cruel Prince by Holly Black, technically called the Folk of the Air series, I believe is the official name. But now I have, like, special editions of that series. Love that series. You know, I've read the spinoffs. Love it so much. The other one was The No-Show by Beth O'Leary. I had, like, seen the book, and I had been like, oh, that's a cute cover. Wonder what it's about. I'll get to it. And then Kendra read it, and she was like, oh, my God. You know, she was crying, like, whatever. And so then I read it very shortly after her. And I was, like, looking back, and when I read this in, was it 22? I think it was 2022 when we read it. And I have a picture of when I finished it on my iPad, and I was, like, crying. It was... Yeah, I love that book.
There's a specific line from the end of that book that makes me crash out still.
I know. Oh. Yeah. Oh, here it is. June 1st, 2022, at 11:51 a.m. I was finishing that book. Yeah.
I read that book physically, too, like with the actual paperback.
Mm-hmm. I did, too. Yeah. Yeah. For the first time. And then I reread it on audio, which these two think I'm crazy for rereading it. But
I've reread it. I've reread it a lot on audio.
Oh, was it you, Brandy?
At least two times.
That think it's crazy to reread Wrong. It. Oh,
you'll never reread it, Brandy?
I've revisited my Kindle version. I will not be fully re-listening to that.
Yeah,
no, hell no.
That audio, that audio is crazy, but it's really good.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good though. Yeah,
it is. Yeah, and then one of the last ones. I mean, this is definitely not the last book that, like, Kendra has recommended to me that I've loved, but, like, just, like, some standout ones was The Heart Principle by Helen Huang. I read The Bride Test, like, a long time ago. I randomly picked it up in a Target pre, like, book talk. I think if I revisited it, I would like it way more than I did when I first read it. I know. I didn't hate the book. I didn't hate the book. I just thought it was fine. And so Kendra picked up the series. I can't remember when it was, but she picked up the series, and then she loved especially The Heart Principle.
Yeah.
And so I read that one and really loved it as well. So, yeah, those are some that I read. Yeah.
I've got two more quick ones. I read the Bell Brothers trilogy because of Kendra, her very late addition to her top books of 2022 was in, like, December. She read those, and I immediately picked them up after on audio. And I actually just realized during this conversation that I started reading Emily Henry because of you. Before we were friends, before I had a Bookstagram or a book talk or anything, I followed you. And you posting about People We Meet on Vacation over the summer when it came out was the reason I picked up that book. And then that was the first Emily Henry book I ever read.
Listen, that is crazy. I love that. Oh, guys, that's so sweet.
You're a tastemaker, Kendra.
I know. I just can't wait till we get to, like, y'all's birthdays later, because then I'll have my whole list, too, because...
We've all,
I mean, that's why we're such good friends. Like,
we have Lauren Asher is another one. BTW, Lauren Asher.
No, Kayla, you had read.
I had read it, but, like, I think you caused me to, like, pick the series back up. You know what I mean? Like, and then it was when you read the fine print during Spicy Girl Summer. That I was like, okay, let me try this one too. You know what I mean? So, like,
Spicy Girl Summer. Oh my God. When I was back in, like, my TikTok content creation bag, like, I was just pumping. But that was, like, COVID, honestly. That was me, like, having no friends, like, in a dusty, grungy studio apartment. They've been to that apartment. They can tell you it was not. I don't know why that building's still standing.
She didn't have a working vacuum when I went, and that scarred me for life, I think, when we dropped Cheetos on the floor. Yeah.
But I'm not a pet, so I was like, I don't give a fuck. Like, here I am. But
here we are.
Here we are.
Okay, Kendra, can you tell our listeners What are some books that everybody should read if they're approaching their 27th year as you are, and books that helped define you at this point in your life in your 25th, 26th, going on 27th years?
Yes. Okay. So I'll start with the books that I think everyone should read if they're turning 27. If you have been listening to this podcast for a long time, then none of these books should shock you. But if you haven't read any of these books yet, you should get on it. I will start with the book that has had the biggest impact. So it would be on like both lists, but the book that has had the biggest impact in my life recently that I think everyone should read, like no matter who you are, is Know My Name by Chanel Miller. That this is like the standout from this list that I have because it's nonfiction, it's a memoir, and it's not romantic in like any shape, form, or fashion. She was the rape victim in the Stanford case back in, I forget the year. That book just like fundamentally changed like how I view the world and how I view romance and how I view men and like what I would expect out of the relationships that I have with like men and myself and my friends. I think that book is phenomenal. If you can do the audio, highly recommend it because Chanel reads it. And yeah, I learned so much and I get like emotional like thinking about it. So that to me has been like the most important book that I've read in my 20s so far. And then kind of sticking in that vein, Old Enough by Haley Jacobson, I think everyone should also read if they are approaching 27, especially if you went to college. I mean, I think it's can be relatable to anyone who's in like that post-grad age, but if you went to college and would like to reflect back on that time in your life and maybe some of the choices you made or should have made, I think that is a great book to do that with, especially if you are like a queer person. The book is just so great about like found family and like looking back on past friendships and just I love it so much. I cannot wait for Haley Jacobson's next book, even though I am a little nervous because I think books with OCD always like make my skin crawl, like not in a bad way, just like I'm usually so in it to where I'm like, oof, wow. Like, what's that book? Last Call to the Local. The OCD rep in that. Like, that was like, I feel like I was I was literally in that guy's head. Yeah. And then, you know, to some more lighter books. I mean, Old Enough is still a pretty fun book. It's really messy and fun, but also deals with some pretty heavy subject matter. Beach Read, like, I don't know. It's just such a, like, 20s book. Like, no offense to anyone who was in their 30s or 40s who read it for the first time. Like, I just don't think you have the same experience. Like, I'm being so dead ass. Like, I don't know. It was just so, like, because January is in her late 20s. So, and I read it when I was in my early 20s. So, it kind of, like, felt like I was, like, how do I say this? Like, not looking into the future, but, like, it felt, it, like, gave me something to look forward to, which, yeah, it was really nice. Like, I just, Emily Henry was, like, truly in her bag. And, like, I just want her to get back to it. But I love that book. I will forever love that book. And I think it's just phenomenal. And then I have The Heart Principle on this list as well, especially if you have, like, aging parents like I do. I just found that book to be extremely relatable. And Helen Hoang, Where Are You? If Girl. I got one wish for turning 27, Helen, I need to see that pub announcement tomorrow. I should have seen it yesterday because I know she has something on
your birthday,
drive.
Actually. Yeah.
Yeah. Literally. She has something on that hard drive. I know she does. Just publish it. Like, upload it to Wattpad. I would read it. Like, I'm not saying the publishing has been a darker place since she has abandoned us, but like,
but it has been lighter.
It hasn't. Like, I've really been thinking about that. Like, I need her back so bad. And like, but that just tells you how important her work is, that she hasn't done anything in like 4 years and her work is still like so uplifted and talked about. And I think the whole Kiss Quotient series, everyone should read the whole series, but The Heart Principle is just like my child. These two got me into ARC trading groups. I was able to trade an ARC of a book that I had for the whole entire Afterlight Kiss Quotient series. One book for 3 special editions.
Dude, that's why I can't stop, because it's crazy.
That is crazy. Like, and I can't wait to display them. I need to, but like holding those books, because I was about to rob Brandy. Like, just know that. Like, I was this close to stealing. I was like, no, she's my friend. I can't do that. actually, don't look at your shelf. Don't look too closely.
Wait a second.
Yeah. But I just love those books so much. And Lomi, actually, at lomi.read. She changes her at name a lot. So if you've heard us say literary elsewhere
yeah.
before, but now it is at lomi.reads. Lomi is the one who actually annotated that book for me and gave it to me. And I don't know how she just knew, like, I needed to read it. So, like, seeing that on your list, Kayla, I was like, oh, yeah, like that. Like, that, I mean, we got to give credit to Lomi. So, and then I have Shout Sinner by Sierra Simone. Listen, is it smutty filth? Yes. However, comma, I grew up in the church and have a very complicated relationship with, well, it's not, I don't think it's complicated. My parents would say it was complicated. Relationship with, like, God and religion as a whole. And, like, Sean Bell, I think, especially when I read the book at the time, I feel like I was so like him in his own journey with faith and religion, and how Sierra Simone, like, depicted that. And he got to fall in love in the process and, like, really fight for it. Like, I will just forever hold on to that. And also, like, Zinni's just, like, one of my favorite characters ever. And I think everyone should read that. I also put The No-Show on this list. Because, I don't know, all those girls were, like, in their 20s. Joseph Carter's in his 20s. Yeah. And on my list, I wrote No-Show and then I drew an arrow and I put Passion Project, because there's a line from Passion Project that has, like, stuck with me ever since I finished it. Which I don't think I announced. I read it very quickly recently. Haha. Read a book quickly. I did it on audio, though. Because it was narrated by Alex Fink. There's a line where they're like, you don't having your shit together isn't a prerequisite for being loved. And I feel like that, like, damn, like, that, like, hit me really hard, because it's so easy to be like, I want this and this and this, and you have this together. And so then I think of The No-Show in that context of, like, Joseph Carter and, like, how, like, none of his shit was together. I don't want to spoil anything. But he was, like, all those people in that book were so worthy of love, and, like, I'm worthy of love, and, like, we're all, like, not to be, like, fucking, like, kumbaya, but, like, I don't know, that line has, like, that line really stuck with me.
Yeah.
And I was like, what am I, like, I don't know, it's, like, changed my perspective on some things, and that is, like, the power of reading. Like, one single line can do that for you. Any Carabas Stone book, preferably Ready or Not or Promise Me Sunshine. But when I get into books that define my 26 year, I'll give you some more recs. And then I put Part of Your World by Abby Jimenez. I love that book. It's so magical. It's so fun. Honestly, I think any of Abby Jimenez's big three you should read and love. I know we did just, like, wax Say You'll Remember Me not too long ago on this podcast. So maybe don't do that one. But do either Part of Your World, Yours Truly, or Just for the Summer. Like, that is, like, Abby at her best in any of those books. And I don't know, just, like, left me feeling, like, really good. Like, if you just need a feel good moment in your 20s, like, those are the books. And Part of Your World's kind of like how I felt with Beach Read when I read it in my early 20s. Like, Alexis is in her late 30s and still, like, trying to figure her shit out and, like, looking for love. And I don't know, it's just another thing where you're like, okay, like, my life did not end at this age. Like, I can still go after something and want something and, like, be desirable. And I don't know, I just, those are books that I love so much. I'm probably forgetting a lot, but I wanted to keep it, like, I didn't want to go too forth. Like, when we were talking about doing this episode, I was like, oh, I'm not gonna do the whole, like, 27 books, like, that's too much.
Me coming with 30, Brandy and I coming with 30, God, yeah, be here forever
now. But that would be cool, like, because 30 is, like, more, like, I feel like 30 is, like, 30, like, 30 like, hello.
I think part of the reason too, that, because I'll probably have those Abby Jimenez books on, like, my list too, but this is gonna sound, like, maybe, like, weird, but, like, I think part of the reason that I love those books especially so much, yes, they're magical, they're so romantic, etc., is they feel, like, very attainable. Does that make sense? Like, they feel just real, because sometimes you read a romance book and I'm like, this shit's that's not real, you know. this is literally only in books and movies, right? But, like, those books feel like that's actually happening in real life, you know what I'm saying?
Especially, so, like, Just for the Summer, that's,
I was gonna say, especially that,
I love those books. Say or Remember Me, if that's attainable, I don't want it.
If that's happening, no thank you.
Kendra, what about books that defined your last year for you?
Yes, okay. I put Shadowhunters. Technically I started reading those when I was 25, but who gives a fuck? Like, Shadowhunters and Colorado, like, will forever be, like, linked in my head, because, like, that's when I read that whole universe, and like I just have very like distinct memories of like listening to the audiobooks, going on these like super long walks because the audiobooks are so long, and then like when I got my dog, like walking Julian, like listening to these books, and I named Julian after Julian Hates from Magnolia Parks. But then like I met Julian Blackthorne and I was like, wow, that like kind of like that works too. So yeah, like Shadowhunters, I love, love, love that universe. And, you know, maybe this summer Brandy and I will finally sit down and do a Shadowhunters episode deep dive something. Like we've been begging Kayla, like please, like you don't even have to be there. We've done many episodes. Go listen to them. They're great. You don't have to be there, but we would want you to be there. We would want you, but you should read it. Yeah. I put Carabas Stone. She single-handedly probably became like my favorite author. I said you should read like Ready or Not and Promise Me Sunshine, but out of her Audible originals, the one that has actually stuck with me the most and that I think back on, like just with like butterflies in my stomach, is Love at First Psych. I just think that that concept is just so like great, and the ending of that book, I'm like, damn, like your brain, Kara. Like it's so simple and like it is a little cheesy, but I think that's the point, because like I don't know, love in and of itself is like very cheesy. Like it's just so good. It's a story that has a bunch of like little mini love stories in it, because it follows these two, I think they're in undergrad or maybe they're in postgrad, I don't know, they're in some sort of undergrad or postgrad class, psych class, I think it's undergrad, sorry. They're in college and they're doing a project in which like they're trying to prove whether or not people can fall in love at first sight. And so they interview all these different couples and you get to hear all these different stories about how people, whether or not they fell in love at first sight and if that had a lasting impact on their relationship. And I just think she did such a good job of like defining each of those relationships and then tying it back to like the main couple falling in love. And yeah, it's great on audio. Like the narrators are so good. Yeah. I have Deepened by Allie Hazelwood. There's just something so much like so fun about reading books set in college when I myself am no longer in college. I kind of feel like, I mean, maybe in this context I don't feel like this, but in other books I feel like big sisterish. Like, yeah, girl, been there, done that. I had not been there and done that at Scarlet School, both sexually and not at her level sexually and physically, because she was a D1 athlete. But that book, like Allie Hazelwood, The Woman You Are, mm-hmm. her next book might be a total dud for me, but she's just one of those authors where, like, I don't care. Like, I'm going to read it, like, no matter what. And I just loved Deepened, because it was just a book that took me completely by surprise. Like you were kind of saying earlier, Brandy, like when you just go in and you're like, oh, yes, like, I know nothing about it. I can, like, get through it.
Yep.
One Star Romance by Laura Henkin. That book, like, when I turn 30 and many, many years from now, I think that'll be a book that like really defined my 20s. So I love that book. I mean, we've waxed poetic about it so many times. Definitely Better Now by Ava Robinson, because the main character in that was 26 and I was 26 while reading it. And, I just loved everything that Emma was going through. I found it to be so just relatable, and I don't know, it was really good. If you haven't read Definitely Better Now, what are you doing? And then lastly, Slow Dance by Rainbow Rowell. And I was thinking about it when I was putting this list together, like I'm not saying that that book like gave me the push to move home, but like subconsciously I think it definitely like kind of did, because Carrie's returning home, Shiloh had already returned home, and I don't know. Then they like return to each other, and like it was just
a pretty significant theme in that book too. Is like not being sad about returning home, and just being like,
yeah,
grateful for your experiences away from it, and like being grateful that you're back. And yeah, I could see that being a push.
So those were the books that really like, or some of the books that really defined my 26 years. Some other contenders were like The Wedding People. I've been thinking about a lot recently. I think that's a really good book to read. I mean, I don't think that's like a need to read in your 20s book. Like, I think, because I don't know, it's just a good book. I also thought about like, and this is from a few years ago, like Tomorrow, Tomorrow, Tomorrow. Like, that book was very impactful on me as well. I almost put the Magnolia Parks universe, but because Jessa Hastings is in jail in my mind, doesn't deserve it. So,
Yeah.
But Julian Hates, that man has defined my life.
Yeah.
Like I said, I named my dog. I say it all the time. Name my dog after him. I love Julian Hates. If you ever come to my house, my Wi-Fi password is inspired by Julian Hates. It is sad. I want a tiger tattoo. Like, ooh, I just love that man so much. Yeah. Those are the books that.
Those are all great ones.
Yeah. All right.
Those are really good.
All right.
I'm scared. No. I don't want to do this next thing.
Kendra sent us a list of things she wanted to do on her birthday episode, and one of them was for us to take a shot.
Mind you, it's 10 a.m.
It's 9 a.m. for me.
Okay. And yeah. Kayla drinks Coke Zero at 8 a.m. in the morning. Like,
that is different. Not the truth. Lies, 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 lies.
What's funny though is
stop
that
telling lies.
I didn't have any alcohol, like, but I had triple sec. So I'm going to be taking a shot of triple sec. And I think I poured too much. So,
Brandy, what do you have?
I'm taking a shot of sake.
Oh, wow. Oh. Okay. I'm not gonna lie to you, Kendra. I did think about putting water in this.
I should have done that. I should have done that.
I have lemon vodka.
This literally smells like rubbing alcohol.
Okay. Oh, this is so nasty.
Guys, I'm really bad at taking shots. My sister.
I am too.
My sister, a pro. Oh my God.
I'm about to chase the sake with some watered down tea.
Ew, that's nasty, Brandy. Your stomach.
I should have left some chai, but actually that's kind of gross.
I think you should get something to wash it down. That's going to be
okay,
nasty.
Okay, I'm going to go get something.
Okay, yeah, do that. Okay. So,
who wants to do the honors?
In honor of me turning 27, in the year 2025, we are all going to take a shot. Oof. I think we all poured maybe a little bit too much, so we might not finish it. Mm-hmm. But if you are listening to this episode and you are able to also pour a shot, now is the time. I'll give you a count to five. Go pour your shot or pause. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Cheers, ladies. Oh.
Cheers. Cheers to Kendra.
Cheers. Ew, wait. I'm cheersing. Okay. Here you go. I did it. I did the whole thing.
I didn't. I couldn't. That was nasty. It was smooth, but it was nasty.
Brandy and I are too old for this. Brandy, are you okay?
Yeah, it's just so gross.
I don't like sake. Like, I'd flavored sake when Lomi and Kimmy came to visit me in March. That was not, I don't know how they drink that. Well, there was one flavor that I could get through, but the other one, Well, anyway. Let's keep this good times going. Right. Where are the other drinks?
That was delicious. Kendra, what do you hope that your 27th year brings? What are you manifesting?
That's a great question. I have my manifestation list that I wrote at the beginning of the year. So let's see. Well, my biggest goal in 27 now is to run my full marathon. I'm going to say it here. I would like to run somewhere around 4 hours and 30 minutes, whether that's like a little bit over, preferably a little bit under. That's gonna like lit that training block I'm gonna start in August is going to take a lot out of me, but I'm so excited because when I trained for my half marathon, it taught me a lot about discipline and like how to fuel my body. If you would like to know more about that, go to our Patreon. We have a chat channel where you can ask us questions. I will gladly answer all running questions. I love being a runner girly. Our friend Selena at Book a Shot Sell is like just the most badass runner that I know, and she's also very inspirational to me in my running journey. I'm also looking forward to seeing one of my besties get married in September. That I'm truly like so excited. Like, I've never been a bridesmaid before, so I really feel like turning 27 and being a bridesmaid, Katherine Heigl, who like hello. I would like to make my house feel more like a home. Like, I'm slowly but surely doing that. Kayla FaceTimed me and she's like, girl, you don't have nothing on the walls. I don't, because I'm taking my time, because like I said, you should read Ready or Not. And Eve has this wonderful speech about how you shouldn't rush into buying anything. Like, take your time and then you won't regret any of your purchases. Cause I don't want to regret any of my purchases, especially cause like I want these purchases to last me years and years and years. Like I said, I'm in a new relationship and I would like that to continue into this 27th year, because I've been having a really good time so far. And I can't wait to like travel more because we're going on a girls trip. The three of us plus some of our other bookish besties in our group chat. I'm going to Florida later this month and I get to meet some other bookish besties. Monica, if you're listening, I cannot wait to see you. I know, I'm so excited. I finally get to listen to her. I'm not listening to her. I finally get to meet her. Guys, that shot is really kicking in. And yeah, like just spending more time with like my friends and my family, like that has been the biggest blessing in my life with moving back home, is that like I've just been able to like better reconnect with like my sister and my parents and like getting to see them more and like have like such a village, especially with my dog. Like he is my kid. And so you're going to grandma's house. Bye. Like I love that. Oh my God. I love that. In Colorado, I was paying like up the ass for a dog, like to board him at doggy daycare when I would go places. And now, like, even if I'm going to be gone for more than like 8 hours from my house, you're going to grandma's. And they love him. Like they literally called me the other day and they were like, can you bring him over? Bet. Say less.
So funny, because like, I remember when you were told your mom you were gonna get a dog, she was like, that's dumb. Yeah, like bad choice. So now that's her and little baby.
That is her baby. Like they love it. Even my dad, he's like, oh, Julian's so funny. Like we love Julian. We love because I raised a comedian. You're welcome. Like he could be boring, but he's not. He's so funny. Because I had to suffer through all the like all the growing pains with him, of like him shitting everywhere and pissing everywhere, and they don't get that because I potty trained him and now he goes outside every time, knock on wood. He has not had an accident in this house whatsoever since I've lived here.
Good boy.
Yeah, I'm very, very proud of him. And yeah, I just like want 27. If 27, I don't expect 27 to be as transformative as 26. In fact, I would like for it not to be, because I feel like some things would have to like go down, if that makes sense. So I would actually like if 27 was a pretty mid-year, because that means that I'm staying pretty stable, and I would like that. Now if I win the lottery,
different. That'd be great.
If I got a raise at work, you know, who am I to complain? But yeah, and then reading wise, like I have been reading very slowly this year. I think I haven't even cracked 30 books, and it's May. So I want to continue to read good books. Just continue to read at any speed that I can, but I don't want to stop reading completely. And I've been watching a lot of good TV shows. Like, it's been, I don't know. That's a part of myself that I feel like I rediscovered. Because when I was in college, I would watch so much TV. And even at the beginning of the pandemic, I was watching a lot of TV. And then I would break, and I would read a lot, and then I would break, and then I would watch TV again. So I feel like that's kind of the groove that I've been in, and it makes me really happy because I love TV. Like, y'all didn't know me in, like, my big TV film era, and I love talking about it and discussing it, and yeah. I just saw Sinners. That movie was really good. So my parents saw it, and they were like, what was the point? Yeah, and I was like, there's not, like, they don't understand camp, you know? Like, that was just camp. Like, sorry. But yeah. I just hope 27 is kind to me, kind of my family, kind of my friends. And that's it. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Kendra. Oh,
thank you. Thank you. Good year. And I hope this new Lorde album slaps, because Lorde has been very definitive in my life as well, which I realized, like, her first album came out when I was in high school. We were, like, around, like, I think she's, like, a year older than me. So that was, like, very connective. And then her second album came out when I was in college. And, like, that whole, oh, my gosh. Like, hearing Greenlight for the first time, I wish I could go back. And then her new song that just came out, holy, I love it. People on Twitter were trying to talk shit about her. Mm-mm. She's Lorde. Shut the fuck up. That song is it. The fact that she's singing over Sense Again, war is over. She could be singing over an acoustic guitar. I liked Solar Power. I've actually gone back to revisit Solar Power a lot this year. But this, I'm like, oh, yeah, she's finally back in the club, like, doing drugs. Like, I love it.
When people ask me, like, my top three albums of all time, like, Melodrama's in there. So I'm so excited for this one.
So along with Lorde, I also hope that for you and your 27th year, Kendra, the 1975 drops.
Honestly, yeah. I think that would be really cool.
All the girlies, did their big one last year. All the main pop girlies. Mm-hmm. So Lorde Summer, as Charlie XCX herself said, is going to be Lorde Summer 2025. And then I hope that the 1975 drops a good album as well.
Because, ladies, if they announce tour dates, oh, we're going. We're camping out again. We're going. Like,
Okay. We'll see.
For those who don't know, a couple years ago, Kendra, Kayla, and I slept in Kendra's car to camp out to get as close to Barricade as we could for the 1975 concert. We were second row. It was good.
It was
a lot of fun.
Amazing, so much fun. Fantastic, like one of the best nights ever. And I would love to recreate it. Like, I love them. Like, that was so much fun. And I, like, yeah. Speaking of music, I know I keep plugging the Patreon, but that is truly the place where you can get to know us better, where we can just yap as much as we want. Our yap police will not get on us, Miss Kayla Ann. but on Patreon, I'm going to be doing a whole post about, like, the music that has defined my 20s as well, because, like, just sitting here reminiscing about the 1975, like, that was a Kayla wreck. Would have never gotten into them without her. As you guys know, I'm a big Drake fan. That P&D album that he has, that has been aging like fine wine. Like, that'll probably be my most listened to album if Lord doesn't come through and just, like, shatter it. So yeah, the music of my 20s, you can find that on our Patreon, again, linked down below in our description, or go to our Instagram and you can find the details there as well. And if you're already subscribed to our Patreon, Thank you so much. You. Your support means the world to us, Bezos, truly. Bezos. And also, if there's anything you would like to see from us on Patreon, let us know. If there's anything you would like for us to do an episode on, let us know. Patreon would be the easiest place to send requests. But if you still want to DM us, you can. On our Instagram at Bring Your Own Pod.
And don't forget, if you loved this episode or love this podcast, please rate and review us. It really helps a lot. And we love you guys so much.
And we will see you in August. Well, we're going to keep doing these weekly episodes, but in August and in October, we will be doing Kayla and Brandy's birthday episodes. And they are both turning a very monumental age.
The big 3-0.
Woo! Yeah. And brother, just wait until I get to roles are reversed.
You have to be nice.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm going to be like nice. So nice. Yeah. I'm gonna be
you're
on
not
my
allowed
knees.
To call us old.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm going to have your cocks in my mouth. Like, I don't care. Like.
Yeah. And you're in your late 20s now, Kendra.
No.
That's crazy.
No, I'm not in my late 20s. I'm not in my late 20s. I'm not. I am a youthful, youthful 27.
Why can't both be true?
Because they're just not. And then when I turn 30, 30 will be the new 25.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. 27 right now. Because, you know, you have to subtract COVID years. So technically, what? I'm only 24. I'm only 24. Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think about that all the time. Like, I would not be here, I think, if COVID never happened. Like, not like... I would still be alive. But... Yeah, that's not very dark. Yeah. I would not be here. But no, like, my life would be completely different. Like, COVID, like, completely changed my life. So
100%.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Crazy.
All right, guys.
Well.
This was fun.
Well.
Happy birthday to me. If you are a fellow
May
baby.
Happy birthday, Kendra.
Happy birthday to you as well, to all my Tauruses out there. Mm-hmm. Hope you have a great birth year. I hope you have a great birthday this year. And if you also turn 27 this year, shout out. Like, we are in this thing together.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Next week, we'll have a friend of the pod on to play a fun little game.
I forgot.
And so we will see you guys next week.
Woohoo.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
I'm
waving.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips, with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.